everyone. I'll try to keep this brief. I'm with the Oakland 100 Solidarity Committee, which we've been organizing to create visibility around people who got rounded up during the Maxwell Rebellion. The over 150 people who are charged with everything from misdemeanors to felonies. Currently, we're still trying to work to get these charges dropped. And so we've updated the flyers, and upcoming court hearings are happening on the 16th, the 20th, the 3rd, and the 10th. And I want to call attention to this because this is part of the ongoing oppression around our ability to organize and do which is part and parcel to this whole effort. And it's actually kind of hard to speak right now. I know there's a lot of tension in the room, and I know that we need to just acknowledge that these are problems that we're working out. At the same time, staying consistent to, I just came out here to remind people that we part of supporting each other is also remembering that, like, we get harassed on a daily basis for our beliefs, for standing up for collectivism. So thank you all for being here, for giving me a few more minutes of your attention. Also on the back of this flyer is an attempt to bring into existence another kind of assembly. I know that we have all been trying to get to know each other very quickly over the last couple months. And part of what's happening at the Intertribal Friendship House on March 20th is another type of assembly. We're trying to create a horizontal, self-determined space to build off of some of the conversations about what does self-determination look like inside of a police state. What do you do to actually support the type of legislative efforts, but also talk about day-to-day community support and how to respond when, you know, the immediate association with Tom Orloff is the guy who's pressing charges against you. So to be honest, we also need to be figuring out on simultaneous levels, like if we wanted an alternative justice system, what does that look like? It doesn't make us have to make demands to the state or ask for anything of the state and just instead look to each other. So we'll be looking at, you know, we are asking people to please bring those ideas, because I know we've all been doing this work for a long time, so we have those ideas. So this is just a space to share them with each other, sophisticate them a bit, and then to talk more about how, especially we can not lose sight of the fact that there's an emotional healing process happening, and especially how to honor the families and the remaining, those of us who care. And also, I wanted to apologize. The letter, the flyer that we made last night was very quick, and we actually made a typo. And so Jody Woodfox is one of the victims of police violence who we are also trying to bring remembrance to, and I'm so sorry for making that mistake. We wrote it wrong on the flyer. So anyway, all the information is here. So please take one and continue to support each other, support the cause, fight on all levels, and hopefully we'll see you at the assembly and continue to build. Thank you very much.